Reading for February 5th, entitled, Time to Wake Up. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness, and sin not. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 33 and 34. Brethren and sisters, wake up, wake up! Proclaim the gospel in its simplicity. Listen as for your life to what saith the Scriptures. It is of supreme importance that you hear aright, that you purify your hearts from selfishness, for your eternal welfare is at stake. Are you seeking for the pearl of great price? Are you guarding yourselves against the deceptions of Satan? Or do you stand ready to receive the suggestions of those who have departed from the faith and given heed to seducing spirits? Your salvation depends on your hearing aright and receiving with meekness the engrafted word. Will you be reconciled to God and obey His commandments, that you may be sanctified body, soul, and spirit? You have been bought with a price, by the death of the only begotten Son of God. Your heart beats on. On that pulsation depends your life. Its beating is independent of your will. You eat and sleep in careless indifference. But God's guardian care over you is unceasing. He controls the ebb and flow of the vital current. Where is the gratitude that should rise from human lips for His preserving care? Where is the recognition of His unceasing watchfulness? Wake up! Wake up! Put away your pride and forsake your noncommittal position. Your testing time has come, and you must take sides with Christ or against Him. On which side are you standing? With the world or with Christ? Are you receiving the truth and preparing to speak a word in season to arrest the attention of the careless and the indifferent? God demands decided changes in your attitude. The truth you possess is the word of the living God. What are you doing to meet the claims of the gospel? Is it your highest desire to learn the will of Him who gave Himself for you in self-denial and sacrifice, that you might become sons and daughters of God? Are you seeking to arouse souls to take an interest in eternal realities? Now is your time to learn how to work earnestly and intelligently for the salvation of those ready to perish. Make no compromise with the powers of darkness. Learn the claims of the law of God and obey them heartily. Then your life will shine forth brightly amidst the spiritual darkness of the world. Taken from Letter 32, dated February 5th, 1907, to the church members in and about Melbourne, Australia.